Hi everyone, this is Pat for A Plus English.
And I'm Sam.
It's time for this month's Picture Dictionary. You guys should open up your A Plus magazines to Unit 2 now, because the pictures will make it easier to learn these new words.
We've also got a lot of things we're going to talk about right here.
The title of our article is Let Me Show You My Desk. We're going to discuss all sorts of things that you might need when you go back to school.
I really hate going back to school. It means more homework, more teachers, no more watching TV whole day.
But on the good side, you can see all of your friends again. Maybe you didn't see them in the summer, and you can also see which girls or guys are looking better than before.
Yes, maybe someone's got taller or got a new haircut.
Yeah, but stop looking at your classmates and let me show you my desk. Let's see what we have and look at our first set of words.
Let me show you my desk. Calendar.
Calendar.
You should write your birthday on my calendar so I'll remember.
You should write your birthday on my calendar so I'll remember.
Pencil sharpener.
Pencil sharpener.
You may use my pencil sharpener if your pencil breaks.
You may use my pencil sharpener if your pencil breaks.
Scissors.
Scissors.
Please be careful when you use these sharp scissors.
Please be careful when you use these sharp scissors.
Highlighter.
Highlighter.
Tom marked new vocabulary words in the article with a yellow highlighter.
Tom marked new vocabulary words in the article with a yellow highlighter.
Stapler.
Stapler.
The teacher used the stapler to keep his notes together.
The teacher used the stapler to keep his notes together.
Eraser.
Eraser.
Use the eraser if you write the wrong answer on the test.
Use the eraser if you write the wrong answer on the test.
The first word we're going to look at today is calendar.That's spelled C-A-L-E-N-D-A-R, calendar. Let's learn about that word. A calendar is a document, chart, or something like that that shows the days, weeks, and months of the year. In a sentence, we could say, you should write your birthday on my calendar so I'll remember.
OK, 所以呢我们刚刚介绍 calendar 这个单字呢就是上面有写着 days 日期 weeks 一周一周还有 month 月这些时间哦各种时间记录在上面也就是我们中文说的日历或是月历哦那刚刚例句就是说呢你应该在我的日历呢写上你的生日这样子呢我就会记得咯
Some people put calendars on their desks Other people hang them on their walls You probably have a few at homeSchool, and we have lots in our office. These days, of course, many people will use the calendars on their computers or phones.
很多地方都会有月历哦，你可以呢放在桌上或是挂在墙壁上。挂在墙壁上呢，我们有 hang on the wall, hang 这个动词哦。但是呢，现在呢，更多呢，是不是在电脑上或者在手机上使用你的 calendar, 使用你的日历咯？
Our next word is very important if you're using a pencil. It's a pencil sharpener. I'll spell that P-E-N-C-I-L, then sharpener, S-H-A-R-P-E-N-E-R, sharpener. Here's some more information. A pencil sharpener is a tool you use to make your pencil sharp. Here's a sentence.You may use my pencil sharpener if your pencil breaks.
没有错、哦、如果你的铅笔断了你可以呢用我的削铅笔机哦。削铅笔机英文呢我们就说 pencil sharpener. Pencil 呢就是你在写字的这个铅笔哦。那 sharp 这个形容词呢你可能知道就是之前这个被郭董买下来这个日本公司。但它的意思呢在英文里面是指尖锐的、哦。所以呢把这个铅笔削的尖锐我们就叫做 pencil sharpener, 就是削铅笔机咯。
Now, some pencil sharpeners are small, and you just do them over a bin or garbage can. Others are bigger, like this one, and have a handle that you turn to make it work. They have sharp blades inside that cut bits off your pencil and make the rest of it sharp.
没有错，刚刚 Pat 就说呢，你可能看过有这个很小很小的削铅笔芯，你要自己手动的这种，那也有那个像这个比较大的哦，你可以看到它上面有一个把手，把手英文呢我们就说 handle， 那呢这些呢都可以叫做 pencil sharpener， 也就是我们的削铅笔芯。
Okay, another thing that's sharp is a pair of scissors. I'll spell that S-C-I-S-S-O-R-S, scissors. Let's learn more about them.Scissors are tools used to cut things. Here's an example sentence. Please be careful when you use these sharp scissors.
没有错 ,scissors 就是剪刀的意思哦。使用这把锐利的剪刀的时候呢，请务必要注意小心，不要割伤你自己咯。
Yeah, that's right. You must be very careful with scissors. You can't run with them or throw them.Many people use scissors in the kitchen as well as at the office or in a school. We think of scissors always as plural with an S. We don't say one scissor, two scissors, okay? It's always scissors because it's two parts that works together, okay? Two parts working together. That's why we say a pair of scissors, not a scissors.
没有错，大家呢注意到，剪刀呢，因为呢是有两个刀片，它才能够作用的嘛，所以呢，我们一定是说复数。我注意到，我们英文呢一定是说一双剪刀 ，a pair of scissors， 一定是复数，我们不会说 a scissors， 这样的用法是不对的哦。
That's right. Okay, it's now time for our next word, which is highlighter. Okay, might be hard to see, but I'll hold it up. The highlighter. I'll spell the word H-I-G-H.L-I-G-H-T-E-R, highlighter. Okay, so what can we say about this word? A highlighter is a type of pen with very bright ink that you can see through. So we can say, Tom marked new vocabulary words in the article with a yellow highlighter.
OK, 我们看到呢 high 呢就是形容很高的，那 light 呢就是灯光哦，所以呢 highlight 连在一起呢就是呢打强光在什么东西上面，就是强调这个事情的意思，所以呢 highlighter 就像这个 Pat 现在正在做的这个事情哦， highlighter 指的就是荧光笔哦，就是呢可以把事情 highlight 出来的这个东西，那呢我们例句就说呢 Tom 呢用黄色的荧光笔标记这个文章里面的新单字。
Okay, and that is exactly why we use a highlighter, which we can also call a highlighter pen. They allow us to mark words to make them easier to find later when we look at our notes, or to remind us that they're important. In fact, just using a highlighter will probably help us remember a word, phrase,Or fact.
没有错呢。荧光笔呢，就是帮助呢我们把重要的事情标注起来，以后看呢就知道重点在哪里。那这边补充给大家，把东西呢标记起来。我们看到例句里面呢是用动词 mark， 注意哦，这个是一个动词哦，不是人名的 mark、哦。mark 小写的 mark 就是把东西标注起来。像 pen 呢在这边标注了三个事情，另外呢在这边也写上了它的名字。这个笔呢，荧光笔就叫做 highlighter。
Okay, we can use the verb highlight to talk about the action of using a highlighter. So, I highlighted this day in the calendar, for example. We can also use the adjective highlighted with an ed to describe the things we've used the pen on, like highlighted words, highlighted sentences, and so on.
没有错，我这边前面有讲到呢 ，highlight 就是强调的意思。那作为动词呢，你可以呢用过去分词，也就是后面加上 ed 哦，来形容呢这个是被强调的被动语态的意思。所以呢，被荧光笔来画起来的、被强调出来的，你就可以呢说 highlighted。
Okay, it's time for our next word. I've just found the thing. Okay, it is a stapler. S-T-A-P-L-E-R, stapler. let's take a look at what this is. A stapler is a small tool for putting staples into pieces of paper to hold them together. For example, we could say, the teacher used the stapler to keep his notes together.
没有错，我刚刚的例句呢，就说呢，这名老师呢，把他的笔记呢，用订书机订在一起。没有错，这个这么好用的文具呢，英文呢，就是 stapler， 就是呢，订书机。
So there are other ways to keep papers together, and we'll look at one of those tomorrow. But staples are very useful, okay? There is also another tool called a staple remover, which is kind of got like teeth, and you use that to take the staples out when you don't want the papers to be together anymore.
OK, 没有错，如果呢不想要用订书机呢，我们明天还有另外一个单字要教给大家。但是呢，如果呢你要订书机，大家一定都有这个经验吧，就是要把这个订书针拿掉，没有，对不对？要把它拿掉的话呢，没有错，有一个东西呢就叫做这个 staple remover。Remove 这个动词呢，就是把这个东西移除的意思。所以呢 ，staple remover 这个小小尖尖的呢，就是可以把订书针拿掉的一个文具哦。
Okay, our final item is an eraser. I've got two erasers here. They're like little pieces of sushi. We spell eraser, E-R-A-S-E-R, eraser. But what is an eraser? Let's take a look. An eraser is a small piece of rubber or other material that is used to erase something that you have written or drawn. So, we could say...Use the eraser if you write the wrong answer on the test.
没有错，这个单字呢，就是我们上学的时候最重要的东西之一，没有它考试超级烦的。这个东西呢，就是橡皮擦，我们英文就说 eraser。如果呢在考卷上写错答案的话呢，记得要用橡皮擦来擦掉答案哦。
It used to be erasers were only used for pencil marks, but now we can get them for some kinds of pen ink as well.In the UK, we call an eraser a rubber, and we say we rub something out, which means to erase it.
OK, 没有错 ,erase 这个动词呢就是呢消除的意思。所以呢往后面加上 ER 呢表示呢是做这个事情的人或是东西、哦。用来消除的东西呢就是我们说橡皮擦 ,eraser。那 Pat 刚刚补充呢在英国呢他们把这个东西叫做 rubber, 因为呢动词 rub 就是摩擦的意思。OK, that's all of our words for today, so it's time to end this lesson.
You know what, Sam? I've been writing all this, but it's June, okay? I've been writing it on a few months ago. I need to start turning this one、
yeah.
to September, okay?
What were you doing this
well,
3 months?
That's why it's okay for me to write on it, because that's an old month. Anyway, we've got some more words to talk about, but they will wait until tomorrow's lesson. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
My family and I went to Hong Kong Disneyland.
My family and I went to Hong Kong Disneyland.
Aloha, time for 小聚会 This is Fina. 以前呢在念书的时候啊常听班上同学和家人出国玩心里都超级羡慕。My family and I went to Hong Kong Disneyland. 我们一家呢去了香港迪士尼。哇塞光听就觉得超羡慕的 I just went hiking several times with family 我不过呢也就是和家人一起去爬很多次的山听起来那个 level 是不是差很多呢好啦不要这样做比较好吗先来看一下今天的小聚会哦 Go to somewhere 非常简单就是去哪里到某处的意思今天的小聚会呢是和家人去香港迪士尼除了加地点之外呢后面你也可以加上时间让句子的资讯更完整例如 I go to school from Monday to Friday 星期一呢到星期五我都要上学 I go to my grandma's home on the weekend 我周末呢都会去我阿嬷家如果和谁一起去除了小聚会一样用 my family and I 来表示你可以用 with I went to Hong Kong Disneyland with my family 我每天呢都和朋友一起上学你就可以说 I go to school with my friend every day来回顾一下今天的小聚会吧。My family and I went to Hong Kong Disneyland. See you guys around. Bye.
My family and I went to Hong Kong Disneyland.
My family and I went to Hong Kong Disneyland.
Chit chat.
Tai Tai Kan. I saw her on occasion. Han, I saw her on this occasion.
有什么不同呢？
Occasion 这个字有时机、机会或是某次什么什么的时候的意思哦。如 I've seen that famous singer on several occasions， 我好几次都看到那位知名歌手。因此呢，常常在口语当中，我们还会听到 on this occasion， 就是指在这个时候 ，or on that occasion， 在那个时候。For example， Chinese New Year is an important festival. On this occasion。People eat special foods and wear new clothes to bring them good luck in the coming year. 中国新年是很重要的节日，在这个时候，人们都会吃特别的年菜，以及穿新衣，来表示这个新的一年会有好运哦。不过注意哦，如果我们只单单用 on occasion 的话，却是指有时、偶尔怎么样怎么样的意思。So it means sometimes but not often.For example, we all make small mistakes on occasion. 每个人难免都会偶尔犯小小的错啦。Or, I normally eat at home, but I treat my parents to a nice dinner on occasion. 我常在家里吃饭，可是有的时候呢，我也会请我爸妈吃好吃的哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
On occasion 是指偶尔有时候，因此呢 I saw her on occasion 就是我有时候会看到她。可是如果你说 on this occasion 则是在这个时候，在这个时机， or on that occasion 是指在那个时候哦。因此 I saw her on that occasion 就是我在那个时候看过她哦。
Let me show you my desk.Calendar.
Calendar.
You should write your birthday on my calendar so I'll remember.
You should write your birthday on my calendar so I'll remember.
Pencil sharpener.
Pencil sharpener.
You may use my pencil sharpener if your pencil breaks.
You may use my pencil sharpener if your pencil breaks.
Scissors.
Scissors.
Please be careful when you use these sharp scissors.
Please be careful when you use these sharp scissors.
Highlighter.
Highlighter.
Tom marked new vocabulary words in the article with a yellow highlighter.
Tom marked new vocabulary words in the article with a yellow highlighter.
Stapler.
Stapler.
The teacher used the stapler to keep his notes together.
The teacher used the stapler to keep his notes together.
Eraser.
Eraser.
Use the eraser if you write the wrong answer on the test.
Use the eraser if you write the wrong answer on the test.